WYXR 91.7 FM. It's 3 p.m. We have our second contestant for the Get Buck competition.
Yes, sir.
And she came in bucking, buck jumping, Bev.
That's right. That's who I am. That's who I am today.
You know, I don't like to throw this word around lightly. I called Kelly. I said, Kelly, I read somewhere that you were a culinary genius, but I also read somewhere that Beverly Robertson is a Memphis icon.
Don't believe everything you read, hear, or see. We just don't know about that. But thanks for even thinking of me in those terms. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I ran into your son, Ryan, a few weeks back, and he had gotten wind that you were a part of this competition. He said, JB, you know, you done used up your favor now. I said, Lord have mercy. I was worried about that.
That's all right. It's all for a good cause.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate your asking me.
Well, thank you. You can call on me anytime. I so appreciate you. One of the fairy godmothers of just making things happen in this city.
Trying.
Please, for those who maybe, I know if they hear your name, their brain start itching. I know that name from somewhere. But if they hadn't quite got to where they need to go to understand who we have, the caliber on our station here today, can you just tell people a little bit about your story?
Yeah, so I'm a native of Memphis, grew up in Orange Mound, in fact, the northern suburb of Orange Mound, Beltline.
Come on now.
And I was just a stone's throw away from the fairgrounds and the Coliseum and the stadium. And after that, I actually taught school after I graduated from Memphis State University, taught school for a period of time, went on into corporate America, Holiday Inn Worldwide, worked there for a period of time, left there, was at the National Civil Rights Museum for a number of years. And when you walk in today, you see some of the product of what I was able to do with the team that worked there with me. Went from there, Howard and I established Trust Marketing. From there, became the president and CEO of the Greater Memphis Chamber. So I'm back now at Trust Marketing, which is an entrepreneurial venture that my husband and I started about 30 some odd years ago, and we're still kicking high.
Absolutely, absolutely. High stepping.
High stepping,
come
yes,
on
sir.
Now, like them Radio City Rockettes.
Yes, sir.
Well, what I would say is that you are a supreme communicator.
Thank you.
Someone who truly takes ideas and delivers them. Just like how it sure as FedEx gonna be on your doorstep with that package.
That's right.
If you say something, they're gonna get the message.
Well, I've said a lot about donating today, and I'm hoping it's reflected now in my totals, because I gotta see the numbers go up. So all of you out there who think you might have heard about me, even if you haven't, donate to WYXR, because it's a community radio station, and we must remember radio still is the most effective connector with people at the grassroots level.
Absolutely.
So let's give to sustain the work of WYXR.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to get into some music. Bev, you have some good stuff lined up for us now.
Oh, yes, I do. Old school.
Woo! Old school. All right, so while we're listening to Mr. Ramsey Lewis, you can go to WYXR.org. You can donate, or you can go to getbuck.wyxr.org and help us get them bucks and get real buck up here in the studio, because I'm going to show get buck if we get these bucks.
Yes, sir.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
WYXR 91.7 FM. All right, now Ms. Bev is in the building, bumping.
Yes, sir.
Bev.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me, what did radio mean to you coming up?
Oh, radio was everything. I recall how I would get up in the morning and it would be on WDIA or WLOK, and we'd be listening to radio music. And then on Sunday, Lord have mercy, I listened before I went to Sunday school, when I came back from Sunday school, when I went to church, when I went to BTW, not BTU. Now, some of you out here don't know anything about that, but if you grew up in the black community, you were in church all day on Sundays. Yeah. For most families growing up, then that is exactly what we did. And then when I got older, I still had a great appreciation for radio because I know it's the great connector.
Right.
It is a great connector. And it also provides sources of news for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the movement, it was really very much an active source of information in the community. And we could trust our DJs.
All right.
We could trust the owners of the station. So radio is extraordinarily important.
Absolutely. Now, I listened to a little bit of radio before and after church, too. But some of that stuff I listened to got me popped. Now, I can't say out loud what I listened to before Sunday school.
I bet.
But you know, I'm sure you like listening to radio now because there are if you listen to radio long enough, you might hear a Bev Robertson creation on that air. If you listen or you watch television, y'all have done some incredible campaigns and have really reached some people with them.
We have certainly tried. We do believe that. We believe in transforming Memphis, and any effort that is designed to be transformational, we want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And anything designed to grow the marketplace or attract younger people to the market,
mm-hmm.
it's really important for us to perpetuate a Memphis that is positive
right.
for those young people who move here and those who've lived here all their lives. Mm-hmm. So we just want to be a positive force for change in Memphis.
Absolutely, absolutely. So speaking of change, I hear a little jingling going on behind me.
I did too. I just need to hear a little bit more.
Uh-oh.
Get Yasmin on board, Cassandra. If you're listening, let her know that I'm looking for her to weigh in too.
Well, we're going to read off these names because some people have been given to you now.
Yes, sir, they have. Let's see. Wait a minute. Can I see? Are you going to read them? You want to read them?
Keith Brown.
Uh-huh. Yay.
Brianna, is it Ridgel?
Ridgel, right.
And Cassandra Hoskins. We want to thank you so much for your donation to our station. We're currently at 13% of the way towards our goal. I feel like it might inch on closer to about 15, 16, 17 before we get up out of here. In the next couple of hours.
I think it will.
But, you know, we have Liv over in the corner tabulating, calculating, putting it together. And we have you out in the community that are really the key to making that happen.
Absolutely. And I've had other individuals to give. I know that Ryan Robertson, my son, has given. Adrian has given. Jan Fraser Scott has mm-hmm. given. Jan Boyd has given. And I'm so excited about that.
I was going to say, you must be somebody. You got the program manager mama up here giving.
Yes.
She don't even give when I be on there.
Hey, thank you, ma'am, Jan. I really do appreciate it. We've had, he said Brianna. He talked about Keith. Keith comes out of D.C. He's given. I know my son, Trey Robertson, who lives in D.C., is going to give. And my husband, be he on a flight or otherwise.
Okay.
He needs to give.
Okay, so some people need to straighten up and fly right.
Straighten up and fly right. They better.
So maybe they like it when we get into this old school party for them.
Absolutely. Okay. I know they will.
Okay, so while you're dancing, don't dance too hard because you want to check your pockets and go on, get your phone. You can go to WYXR.org and give.
Give.
To push Bev to, we got a trophy on the line now.
Yes, sir, and I'm planning on walking away with it. If not today, after the campaign is over, I need to be at the top of the heap here.
All right. Well, I know this is truly some words you live by, living for the city.
Yeah. And if you know anything about Stevie Wonder, give.
All right. At WYXR.org. You can live for the city, too. The station with the city. So, WYXR, Pledge Drive. Get booked.
Yeah.
A boy's born in hard time, Mississippi. Surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a
WYXR 91.7 FM. All right, now that one got me up now.
Yes, sir.
See, I usually don't condone a twofer from the same artist.
Uh-huh.
But Stevie got so much range.
Ooh-wee.
You would think you're listening to two people from two different sides of the world.
That's right.
All right.
Stevie's a bad boy still.
Okay, now. So have you ever seen him play live?
I have.
How many times?
A couple of times.
All right. I know you.
Couple of times.
Just like you doubled up right there. I know you might have saw him back to back on multiple nights.
That's right.
So I'm sure you've been all over the world.
Mm.
Does any place remind you of home that you didn't expect? Because I know when you travel, you might walk into a cafe and hear an Al Green or somebody do their own Stormy Monday rendition somewhere in Switzerland. Or I don't know, you know. Just tell me, does anywhere remind you of home when you travel?
What?
That you're surprised.
To be honest, when we first went to South Africa, I felt as if I were home because the people were so genuine and they so embraced our culture here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like they look like my cousins.
Right.
You know, look like my aunts and uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was tasty. It was different because they eat lots of meat. And I just thought, and I heard the music that we listen to here in America is just as popular, if not more popular, over in South Africa. So that was one place that I went that I really felt comfortable and right at home.
This name just popped up on my computer and I saw him yesterday. And I wanted to ask you a bit more about just even digging deeper, not just home, but Orange Mound. Melrose High School. I just saw Kirk Whalum's name, and it hit me and made me level set once again. Tell me, I mean, what that community is like? Because I've been spending so much time there recently. I mean, it's home for me.
Mm-hmm.
One generation removed,
mm-hmm.
It's been great to be reconnecting with that community. Tell me what it's like.
Melrose is such a special community, and it's a special community because anybody that grew up in that area or were anchored in with their educational experience at Melrose knew that our teachers loved us.
Absolutely.
And they treated us like they loved us, but they also disciplined us.
Okay.
And our mamas were okay with it. They were like, get them. They're not acting right. Get them.
Right.
We had teachers. I had teachers who would stand on top of their desk and would strut and sing. And they were very, very different kinds of teachers, but it was all about the love that we experienced. Our teams were great, whether it's basketball or football. There was a culture in the community, and the high school anchored that culture in so many different ways. We would always have a packed football game.
Yes.
People would be, they tailgated before tailgating was popular.
Now, I heard about y'all throwing rocks at Hamilton now.
Yeah, they used to say that I might not win the game, but I can win the fight. I can win the rock throwing contest.
Well, I think you might. Now, we got a few hours left, but win this fight. We got this get buck competition going on.
I'm in it. I see people are still contributing. I need a few more now. If you're out here listening to me, look, please give. And what's the website info?
WYXR.org, or you can go to just straight to the GetBuck. GetBuck.WYXR.org as well, and they can give. They can give even in their app, on the WYXR app. Like I said, you can't just put your money in the radio. You're gonna have to do a little leg work.
That's right.
Oh, you can come right up here and give it to us. We right here in the Crosstown Concord. We ain't scared, man.
We'll take it.
Absolutely.
I see a few people walking now. I need to run on out there and get them, don't I?
Well, we got somebody's name to thank before we get to Buck. We got somebody we can thank.
Yasmin Hoskins, thank you so much.
Thank you, Yasmin.
I saw that your mom had given Cassandra, and now she's got the daughter to give. I'm telling Adrian, I'm calling her out right now. I need Addison, my little grandchild, to give, and Sean, her husband, to give.
Oh, we're going
to
call him out. Speaking of calling out, one of your competitors coming in hot right now. He at the door. He itching to get up in here to say something. He want to get his word in. That's Jay Gaddis. DJ Diamond's coming in.
Oh, Addison Hines, I see. I called you out. You responded.
All right, now.
Thank you, Addie.
She got them fingers to moving and grooving fast.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely now. Okay. So WYXR.org is a place if you want to be like Addison, if you want to be like Yasmin and Brock and many more. And we're going to get into more music from Bumpin' Bev. She's show bumping now.
Come on, I'm bumping.
WYXR.org.
Hey, how are you? Good.
All right, you out there, you all we need to make this a success. Get Buck, WYXR.org to donate.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you.
I'm waiting back.
I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul. We got Bumpin' Bev up in here.
Yes, sir.
We got another. We got our own looker. He breathing down your neck. Look at him over there, DJ Diamonds.
He getting ready.
He got on the bling bling.
Bling in.
And he got an entourage. Listen now, okay. See the Get Buck competition. It's only what a couple years old now. I think this is our fourth one. We've had some incredible contestants. We've had some people that have had some come behind wins, you know, and we've also had some really enthusiastic, incredible stories. I mean, the first time we did this, we ended up having a slot that we needed to fill, and I ran into a woman maybe a couple days before who said, "I love your station." I said, "Well, would you like to come by and be a part of this thing we're about to do?" And she was so fired up. I mean, we just happened to cross paths. She won.
She did?
She won, and she told the most incredible story. I'm going to shout her out, Jill Lopez. She's at Methodist. And she said that she had just moved to Memphis from Florida and had an injury and was playing the clarinet prior. And this injury was so severe that she wasn't able to play the clarinet anymore.
Wow.
I want to say that one injury had induced like stroke-like symptoms. And she said when she was in the hospital, WYXR helped to nurse her back into health just with good vibes, good energy, good feeling, and spirit of community. And throughout the pandemic, listening to the station helped her to connect with Memphis from the hospital bed, but also helped her to re-engage with her love, music, to get her strength back up, to get her vibrancy back. And I'm in this chair crying. I'm thinking she's just coming to play a couple songs. She turned my world upside down I didn't know we were doing all that through the station. Just to be completely honest with you, I knew we were doing some impactful things, but I didn't know we were doing that in specific people's lives. So that's what Get Buck has meant to me, just to hear from our supporters, our listeners, these people who are in the community doing the incredible work that they do, that they just appreciate us so much that they would donate their time to share with their network, to share their love of music and share their love of community. And so I don't want to take up too much of your time, Bev, talking about that, but I just want to speak to our people about what it means. So there might be somebody out there that's listening right now that they love them some Bev Robertson.
Yes, yes.
And they love
probably, Humphrey. Hopefully, lots of people. Just be a Bev Robertson fan today, even if you don't know me. Right.
Yeah, and they might love them some WYXR. They sure enough love them some Memphis. And my favorite thing about that is that I say there's a Memphis of the mind. You can be somewhere in Turkey somewhere, and when you hear Elvis Presley, you get to shaking your hips.
Yes, sir.
You could be in Japan somewhere, and you hear Glorilla, and you got to get up and dance.
Look, I was stopped on the streets of Brussels, and they asked me where I was from. I said Memphis. They said, Elvis Presley? I said, yes, indeed. That is where I am from.
All right, now. And somebody listening right now said, Beverly Robertson.
Yes,
We're riding with her. WYXR.org is a place that you can go let Bev know that you're riding with her. You bumping with her. And we're going to get into some more music, right?
Let's go. Still some old school.
We're going to stay together. How about that?
Ooh, Al, that was a number one song for many, many moons years ago. Al Green, Memphis' own.
WYXR.org.
Yeah.
Here. This is my A number one competition.
Uh-oh. How you doing, Miss Beverly?
I'm good. Had I known.
Well, we doing some jawjacking up in here, but we also loving on each other.
We
now.
Are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two people that, you know, I don't know if y'all might have struck up a conversation at the gas station or the grocery store, but here at WYSR, we all just in the mix, just chatting. And of course, you know, y'all both have a reputation. When you say those names, Beverly Robinson, well, Jay Gaddis.
You know, I know the Gaddis family.
All right.
That used to be the go-to place, you know, for the community for many, many years as I was growing up. I mean, whatever people needed, and it was in the jewelry line. Oh, have you been to Gaddis? So they've built a solid reputation in this market, and you have the pleasure of enjoying some of that, or creating your own.
Right? Absolutely.
Well, look at this guy here. He got the outfit and everything. He didn't put it all together. Yeah. He got the presentation going.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl Whitney Washington. She got this embroidery done for me at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. You need to probably talk to Liv. She's been trying to get in touch with Whitney. She's been trying to get in touch with her.
I called her on Thursday. She got it done for me. Expressed it. Got it.
Dang. She put that together quick. And it's good quality work too.
Awesome. It looks great.
Oh yeah,
shine like a diamond.
Was it your view? This was your concept.
I told her what I wanted, and she made it look better than I thought.
That is beautiful.
Well, just for those who are listening at home, or they might be on their phone, their mobile, they might have. Some people say they put their radio in their tackle box. They be out there trying to catch some catfish. Jay Gaddis has walked in. You've got on a nice jacket. What was that? Corduroy. That's nice. And you've got a diamond embroidered situation on the front, and on the back it says diamonds. Then you got the hat to match. That's got diamonds on the front of the hat. Man, you really style. And then you dripping in jewels.
You can't be DJ Diamonds without dripping in diamonds.
You Geechee Liberace, baby. All right, cool. But we on Bev's time right now. Now we can't be playing around.
Stop all that talking. Let my people hear from me.
Okay, well,
Come on, Gil.
We got somebody we need to thank.
Howard Robertson, my wonderful husband, just landed and just donated. So he's back in town, and thank you, honey.
All right. See, that's love right there. See, that's what love is all about. We support one another. You're supporting WYXR with your donation. We're 14% of the way towards our goal. This is day one of the pledge drive, so we're making an impact. It's thanks to the people here who we have in the studio who are giving it up, and they're going for it for this Get Buck. But there's a trophy on the line now. We ain't just playing around now. We're talking about real community radio, but we're also talking about some stakes here. Okay, so WYXR.org is the place to give, to donate, to let people know of our four contestants on this afternoon. Who you support, who you love, baby. Yes. Who you love, baby. Yes. Who you love more than you love community radio. I don't know. That's a big vote of confidence. I like this song we have coming up next from Bump and Bev. That's the way.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, now we're going to get into that. And you're going to get into WYXR.org. You're going to get into those donations. You're going to give. You're gonna keep on pushing. Bumping Bev in the mix.
Yes, sir. Bumping.
Mm-hmm. the world seems cold.
Stay young at heart.
I could you never, never.
Bev, we have someone to thank now. Somebody done bumped you up.
Bill Andrews, my favorite, one of my favorite people in life, who worked with me when I was at the National Civil Rights Museum to really produce Freedom Award. Oh, wow. And he is an awesome producer. He and I have known each other for many, many years. And he is one of the best bakers of homemade bread that you ever want to experience in life. So
absolutely,
keep that name in your head, Bill Andrews. Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
And he's bringing us some bread now. He didn't help us out, and he didn't help bump you up. It's a fierce competition now.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a ranking currently? Can we state? Bev's in second place.
I'm in second. Come on out.
Now, do we want to say who's in first?
Push me to one.
She's in second place. We're just going to leave it at that. And let me ask you.
I'm gonna catch up though.
We're gonna let me ask you. I can only imagine one that you know a lot about running a nonprofit.
Oh yes.
And it takes a lot. Takes a lot. Mm-hmm. But I take it that this probably ain't the first time you've curated some music as well. Now, do you have a lot of gatherings at the house, or did y'all used to boom boom back in Melrose and get it together?
Look, we have a jukebox in our office.
Uh-oh.
Every day. So we boom booming every day at Trust Marketing.
All right.
Now, yes, sir.
Now, speaking of boom boom, there's a sound that I like to hear.
Thank you, Dr. Whitmore. I sure do appreciate you. Absolutely. I do. Keep coming. I'm still in number two. I got to catch up with my my nemesis over here who has raised a lot of money. My partner.
Yeah, we all in the same gang here. We pushing towards, we keeping our head to the sky, as Marvis
Absolutely.
White would say.
Absolutely.
And we also got some love now. I don't know if she was trying to get in your head or if she was, or she was genuinely reaching out. Colby Midget, who will be our last contestant this evening, texted me and said, "Hey, babe, I don't know if that was a taunting hey or a genuine hello."
Colby, I wish you well. Now, we are competitors, but just know it's all in good fun and it's all to support community radio, because we've got to make sure we sustain community radio many, many years to come.
Absolutely.
So nice to meet you, Colby, and good luck to you. You'll be coming on after my friend who is my biggest competition
partner
so far. My best partner today.
Absolutely. So speaking of business and your ventures, you've done nonprofit. You also have your own organization, your own company, Trust Marketing, and you've mentored some amazing communicators in their own right in our community. I know one of my classmates, Jasmine Phillips, is one of your own one of my college classmates who's done amazing in her career. Absolutely. And holding her own out there.
Yeah, Jay Henderson, who works with Fred Jones.
She
has been mentored by us. We've got educators who have been mentored. Mm-hmm. People who just got out of college, we've given them an opportunity to cut their teeth in the marketing arena. We love opening the doors for folks. And then they go on and become famous, bigger than we are. Mm. And that's fine with me.
Absolutely.
Just don't forget me. Just remember. Remember who I am. I'm a lowly one on the totem pole, but I want you to fly.
Absolutely. Well, they still have time to make their known their love for you known and pay tribute to this venture of yours for helping us out. And we really truly appreciate your experience and your the gravity that you bring to this situation. But I just want to ask you, because you're someone who has such incredible vision, because this next song we got is Before I Let Go. Mm-hmm. If you might have a benediction for us about you've been in so many spaces and so many rooms and worked on behalf of Memphis, Tennessee, just for those who are listening and for my benefit, because I sure need a word of encouragement, where you see Memphis and the movement of youth creators who will continue on in the path that you have paved and many of your contemporaries, just a word of what you feel like for the future of this great community.
Well, you know what? I've been really excited about our ability to be able to attract a new generation of leaders from all kinds of places, from out of town, as well as looking at the way our young people are developing. They are becoming entrepreneurs. They may hold jobs, but they also have other gigs on the side. But what I like most about them is they're very interested in all aspects of life. And they don't know what I can't do that means.
Okay.
They don't accept no for an answer. Mm-hmm. No matter what it is they see out here, they don't mind pursuing it with a passion that drives their success. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that for those of you out here who believe it is impossible, understand you make the impossible possible. And that's what we love about Memphis. Memphians make the impossible possible with that great grit and grind. It is so important for us to keep that in mind, that we all should have a vision that is steeped in transforming our community for the better. You can do it. We can't expect everybody else to do it, but you, a person, you're one person who can make a difference, and I want you to go forth and do that.
I appreciate that. Can I add one little bit of note on there?
Yes, you can.
If I'm not stepping too far out of my space.
No, sir.
We are a city that might be gritty, But don't leave it gritted now, because some folks think we can't do no better.
Oh, but we can.
We sure can.
But we can.
All right.
And it's evidenced by these folks who are going to be guest DJs today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those who will certainly follow me. Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you so much. Now, mm-hmm. just and I'm going to make one more connection, because you know a diamond come up out that dirt. So we all got to, if you come from the dirt or not, we all going to shine someday. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Bev.
I appreciate being here.
Bumpin' Bev.
Yes, sir. Bumpin'.
All right. Let's do it. WYXR.org. You can still give.
Come on,
give
Frankie.
And give.
Come on,
give, Frankie. Give, give.
This you can bear.